Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We are happily anticipating your call at 888-723-4630.
So on the chat board.
Yes, I know it well.
Kim wrote, I am unsure if this is the place I can post this question. I just, after 14 years and approximately 225,000 in sales consistently for those 14 years, received a call from eBay letting me know I have seller limitations. 62,000 and $2 million per month. $2 million per month.
Right.
What she wants to know is why now?
I don't know.
Why after all this time are they calling to put limits that are clearly way above what I do now? So curious about this, Kim.
I have no idea. If it's way above what you do
way.
Now.
Way. Which she doesn't have to worry. So.
Yeah. Who knows? We're just, somebody's just trying to mess your day up. I don't know.
No.
I have no idea. I really don't. Every seller has limits. If you're a regular seller with no issues on eBay, your limits are probably at least 20 or more times what your current gross is. And if you were to build up to that over time, they'd automatically lift over time as well. It's just if suddenly...
So you shouldn't worry.
You shouldn't worry.
That is good.
Although so I'm curious as why we're actually bothering to tell people that.
I know. And she, Kim is obviously wondering the same thing.
Yeah, I don't have an answer.
I don't know.
There's a lot of things I don't know.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 is our phone number. Or if for some reason you cannot call in, we have a Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player, and you may click on that and type in your question or comment to us, and
you
we'll
may.
Be happy to get to it.
We will.
Make every effort to do it before the end of the show. So, 888-RADIO-30 or click on the Contact Us button. So, I'm looking through the eBay chat board, eBay radio chat board.
Yes. What? What?
The eBay Open, all of us master sellers hitting holes in one. I'll see you on the 19th hole. Oh, that's funny.
Someone said, yeah, now can you just open registration? Uh-huh.
Soon.
Yeah, soon.
I swear.
Sooner than you could imagine.
Sooner than you think. Right. It's going to open, so pay attention.
Yeah.
Okay? Our telephone number again, 888-723-4630. Melinda in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as, oh, I love this name, Distinct Treasures. Melinda, what's your question or comment today?
Well, I thought I heard the duck quack.
And you did?
You did.
Oh, yay.
So, do you know the secret void?
Well, I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
Dactylonomy.
Yay!
Yeah, we'll give it to you. You're looking at the right sequence of letters, so. It's dactylonomy, and it means what?
Counting on your fingers and toes.
There you go. So, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? You won the bag. But, so, Melinda, if you send me an email to griff@ebay.com with your shipping address, I'll put it into the... You'll put your special bag and a few other little goodies in there. Right away, I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
You know what one of those goodies are, by the way? And I'm only going to tell you to make everyone else jealous. A roll of eBay tape. Stuff is worth its weight in gold these days.
I know. It's more than gold right now.
Supply and demand, and the supplies outstrip the demand, and the demands outstrip the supply.
That's fun.
So, yeah. I'll send you a roll of that tape, too.
So,
now, listen, people are going to say, well, if I had known there was tape, I would have called.
Melinda, what do you sell on eBay?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What do you sell on eBay?
I sell clothing, mostly used clothing. Right now I'm doing a lot of women's jeans and men's sport coats.
Oh, cool.
Way cool.
What's your user ID?
Distinct Treasures.
Let's go look it up, Lee.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to go buy something. You got any big boy sizes? Because I'm a big boy.
Distinct treasures?
Every once in a while, I find some. There might be a couple out there.
Okay.
I'm just taking pictures today of some things, and I have a few here, too, so.
We like those big boy things. Distinct treasures. Is that all one word?
Yeah, when I'm signing in, it is.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, do you only have one item right now, or do I have the wrong ID?
I hope you have the wrong ID.
So can you spell your ID for the rest of us so we get it right?
Yeah, it's distinct. D-I-S-T-I-N-C-T. Treasures, T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E-S. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm getting... Is that your store name or your user ID?
That's my store name.
So what's your user ID?
Well, I have to look because I'm not sure if there's two T's in it. Hang on a minute.
That could be it. I found you. There's only one T.
Oh, okay.
Are you selling lavender-scented cedar sachets, moth, insect-repellent clothing?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's you.
That's me.
I need those.
So it's one T.
One T.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy these because I need these.
Distinct.
I love lavender and cedar.
All one word, then. Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Lavender
distinct only. So it's distinct treasures because there's only one T. Distinct treasures.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
I love it when people call in. It's like having a personal shopper if I can find something to buy in your store, which I just did.
Where did you find that?
I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
I found it at the top of her store.
Did she have more than one?
Well, yes, she did. So if you just look, search her things for cedar, it'll show up.
Okay. Mm. Oh, nice looking. Oh, I love the top of her store.
Yeah.
Nice looking. Very nice looking.
Distinct Treasure is your store name, two words, and your user ID is Distinct Treasures with one word with only one T in the middle
little
and then
confusing.
It's plural. Little confusing.
Right.
Yeah. But I like your sports coats. I don't think there's any that will fit me, but that's okay. I'll check back.
Well, I'll keep looking.
I will. I definitely will.
So does she have under Mother's Day gifts?
Mother's Day gifts, what do you mean? Yeah,
well, I'm looking for what you found.
I just type in the word cedar in her store, it'll show up.
Oh, got it. Okay. Cedar, C-E-D-A-R.
Well, thank you so much. And again, send me your address and I will mail your bag right away. Thanks, Melinda.
No results
for
cedar.
Thank you very much.
Because you bought it already. Thank you, Melinda. We appreciate your call today. Our telephone number is 888 Radio 30, and Misha in Des Moines, New Mexico, Classy Souls, is on the line. Hey, Misha, what's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee and Griff.
Yes.
I haven't talked to you for a while. Hey,
yes.
If I know there was going to be eBay tape, I would have called in. I think if you offer that, you're going to get everybody calling in.
Well, it's a special gift, so I didn't want to say, plus, you're going to get the eBay tape.
I'm just saying, I would have called in.
Well,
okay,
see.
We had a little discussion on the chat board about shipping the wrong item to a customer. I said that what had happened to me was that my buyer shipped back, returned a wrong item to me and shipped my item to another seller. So then the seller and I had a switch between us, and that was actually with Linda's stuff, and it was a really fun experience. But apparently, Betsy thought it was really funny that I should call in, so I am.
So did you know the other seller?
I didn't until he told me who it was, and it was Linda's stuff. You know, you had her on.
Yeah, we love Linda.
Yeah, and so I've just seen her stuff, but I didn't know them. You know, I didn't know the store, and it was just a really fun experience. But it was interesting having the buyer send me the wrong item instead of me sending him the wrong item.
Yeah.
So he sent you one of Linda's items.
He had a return for both of us. He was returning shoes to me and pants to her, but he sent me her pants, and he sent my shoes to her. So then Linda's stuff had to send me my shoes, and I had to send Linda her pants.
Oh, my God, my head hurts.
I know, really.
I know. It's
a great story. Who knew?
I don't know.
Well, she's running quite a big business, so...
Yeah, huge. Well, it was her and my buyer that kind of got mixed up.
So, Misha, how are you doing otherwise?
Really good. I have to say the phone connection's really bad. I can barely hear you.
Really?
Yeah, it's awful.
Sorry about that. Maybe we can do something about that. The engineers just heard it, and they're all running. We could change
it. I can hear you a little bit more now.
So, Misha, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Crystal in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Hey, Crystal, I met my husband in that area.
Oh, you did? Oh.
In the Detroit area. Yes, I did. I was living in an apartment in Southfield.
Yep, we're right next door.
And he's from Dearborn. And we met, I was a disc jockey, and he called my show. I don't even think they have that station there anymore, WDEE. It was in three states at the time, but it was called the Big D. I don't know. Anyway, Crystal, what's your question or comment? By the way, she's known as Jack Rowe on eBay.
Yeah, it's just one of my favorite book characters. But my question is just, it's either a question or just advice on how not to have it happen again. I had, I've been very fortunate. I don't have a lot of returns, and I've never really had anybody deal with what the item not as described, and I did have that. It was a Bible that I sent to someone that was large type, and I had taken...
Hold on.
We're gonna take a break and then come back to your question. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Talk to us now, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you, so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 373.
With a seller canceled transaction being one of only two ways you can now cure a defect, we just can't say enough about the importance of inventory management. Diva Dawn Ralston is the owner of Declutter with Diva Dawn and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV, all one word. And she has this tip.
Track your cost of goods sold. You need to know what you paid for something so that you can write it off when it sells. And you can take that deduction on your tax return. Have a system for tracking what inventory is coming in and what inventory is going out. Don't overbuy and don't underlist.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay. Market research to increase your online sales. We're waiting for your call at 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. We're on the line with Crystal. She had a question.
What is your question, okay, Crystal?
So the question was that I sent a Bible to a person basically brand new. It was large type Catholic Bible. Mm-hmm. He opened a case saying not as described, and he says it was supposed to be large print, but it's too small. It's not like the print of my other Bibles that he's bought. He said from like 20 years ago. And I said, on the spine of the Bible, it says large type. It's just not. I just basically was trying to explain to him through messages that it is large type. It's just not what you expected. I will gladly return the item. Just send it back to me, and, you know, I'll give you your money back. But cool. He wanted me to pay shipping and everything because he's thinking it's not as described. But finally, through a few messages, he finally understood what I was saying, that it's just not what he expected, but right. It was described, and I showed it in the pictures. And he says in his message that, oh, great, it's not your fault. I'll return it, and, you know, you'll get your money. My question, my thing is that was the next thing I did what caused the problem? Because what caused the problem is that I have now a defect in... when I returned the money, eBay still kept the fee. Because after he basically said it's not, he's going to return it to me and it wasn't my fault, I called eBay. I spoke to a representative, and she saw, and I showed her, you know, she looked at my pictures. She saw that it said large type, and she saw his message to me. And she's like, oh, yes, I understand. This is not what he expected. I'm going to close the case. And the next thing that happens, he closes the cases in his favor.
Right.
And I didn't understand. And so this is where I think I might have messed up. And if I did, someone can maybe help me.
I don't think you messed up. I think we did.
Okay. So he closed it in his favor. And I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe this is just something that the eBay does, you know. Because, again, I've never had this happen. Mm. And I was thinking in the next review, it would go off of my transaction defect, you know, right. Like in the next 30 days, the review would happen and it would go off, and it didn't. And so I said, well, maybe I'm supposed to appeal it. Yeah. And so I looked and I see that you appeal it, and I put in the little message that, you know, it was, you know, I had the, it described correctly, had the pictures, the representative, and I just would like the defect removed and my fees returned. And I get an email maybe less than 24 hours later saying, sorry, you know, it was, you know, it stands as is. And so I've waited a while because I was a little angry and I didn't want to call anybody angry. And yeah. I called some representatives, and I called multiple ones, and both of them were saying, we can't do anything. And I said, well, okay, fine, you can't do anything, but what did I do wrong so I don't do this again? Because I thought the whole point was that I was...
Described it
correctly, and it was just the buyer. It was just not what they expected.
Yeah, so send it to me.
Okay.
Send it to me.
And what do you need?
Send me the case ID.
Brief
description of what it was, and I'll forward it to someone on that team for review.
Oh, great. So just to your Griff email?
That's it.
Okay.
Griff at eBay.
Thank you. What I would have had to do is just call eBay, and that should have resolved.
No, something went wrong on our end.
Okay.
So it needs to be investigated.
Okay. Great. I just didn't know if I had done something wrong in that.
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
You did everything fine, Crystal, and you're a good seller because you give a crap. Really? No, seriously. I mean, you went out of your way to make this thing right, and I get it, and so does Griff. Thank you for your call today.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So is what you bought lavender-scented?
Yes.
Okay, I bought some, too.
See?
Did you get the one that had five?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
See?
I found it.
See? See, you're not totally helpless.
Not completely. No.
You can do it.
Yeah, I can.
We have moth problems at my house, so I have to stay on top of it.
Yeah, I saw one the other day, and I'm a little nervous.
And it's my own fault.
Why?
Well, you know, we have our houses fumigated here for termites, like every, in mm-hmm. California. You do it every 5 years or so, right?
Right.
Or you should. And the last time they said, well, you have to take everything out of the kitchen. I said, yes, I will. And we took everything out of the kitchen. And I put some things in the garage. And I thought, oh, when they're done, I'll bring them back in. And that was the mistake, because what I did is I unknowingly brought moths into the house.
Uh-oh. I don't know how that one got in, but we'll, you know, I need something right away. So what do? You put them in the drawers and in the closets, or...
You put them in the, I have this stuff I spray, and you put the traps are very effective, but you have to continually use them for, you know, a year or so. And they're pheromones that attract adult moths, so they get stuck in the trap, and they can't, you know, go find a mate and make more little mothies.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so they have, moth traps.
Moth traps, yes.
On eBay. I put in moth tramps. No.
Yeah,
no,
well, though, no, that's different.
That's what they are.
That's like a big furry wing thing that hangs out on street corners and will sleep with anyone.
Catchmaster. What kind do you use? Do you know?
I don't remember the brand
name.
They got
a whole bunch on eBay.
They're about the same, I think, all of them. So if I need something, I find it on eBay. I have never not found, well, no, once. I was looking for one thing years ago and I couldn't find it, but you usually find what you're looking for on to eBay.
One more hour.
One more. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak. We'll see you for hour 3. Don't go away. Starts in a moment. This is eBay Radio. It's produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
You're proud of your business on eBay. Now, let it shine. Submit your business to eBay Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as Small Business of the Year or one of 5 other Shine Awards. Share your passion. Tell us how eBay helps your business. Deadline for submissions is May 20th, 2016. For categories and details, go to ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Share your story and win. Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.